High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? All right, everyone, welcome back to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I actually have two guests here with me today. My husband, Dr. Christian Price, and then I have Carrie that's back on the podcast. And actually on the last podcast, you didn't even tell your credentials. So I want you to tell your credentials, and then we're going to play. We'll end with the song instead of starting with the song.
The
series.
I'm an FNTP, which is a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, which basically just means learning whole food that's sourced locally, organic, fresh, using whole food as therapy for our body. And if you support the body with proper nutrients and you take away the bad stuff, your body is designed to heal itself. So that's why it's used as therapy.
Awesome.
And then I'm also a restorative wellness gastrointestinal practitioner. So I've taken a deep dive into gastrointestinal health from north to south. So I would say, oh gosh, the majority of people, we aren't digesting well. So it's the top healing priority of the body, because no matter what you're eating, if you're not digesting properly, you're not absorbing the nutrients from the food that you're eating. So that's
totally. I love that. Well, and you're also like, you do personal training and all that stuff too, right?
Coaching. And yeah. I'm in the gym all the time. I'm bodybuilding. I've competed. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's Mama, kind of a, grandma.
She's kind of a big deal. It's kind of a big deal. So she's goals. When you are 58, you want to look like Carrie. So, we have Christian here on the podcast. You better say hi.
I'm here again.
All right. I like having guests on my podcast because do you know how hard it is to talk to yourself?
Oh, I bet.
Really hard to talk to yourself. And I talk a lot. And it's really hard for me to talk to myself on the podcast. So that's why
you need somebody to ask you the questions, right?
I know. Yeah. So it's just hard to just sit here and talk and just, you know, yell at the microphone or like, I don't know. So that's why I always have guests. And plus it's fun. I learn, I grow the community, and it's great. So anyway, so on this podcast to kind of finish. That happens a lot too on the podcast, right? Where we don't talk correctly.
It's okay. We're real and English authentic, right? Good.
To finish out our kind of fitness series that I've been focusing on this past month. And we talked about a little bit on the last podcast, but this podcast we're going to talk about, really take a deep dive into toxic seed oils. Last podcast we kind of talked about how they're contributing to metabolic health, like degeneration in the body. And then also we're just going to kind of go deeper into that. So I guess let's kind of talk about what they're called, PUFAs, right? Like, mm-hmm. let's name them off so people know how to identify them. You got it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So just a nice brief list. You got your soybean oil, your corn oil, cottonseed oil, canola oil, rapeseed oil, sunflower oil, sesame oil, grapeseed oil. I know there's some other ones too, but those are the key ones, yes. And those are the big things you want to look for in any ingredients list. And if you start looking through your food you're commonly eating, it's scary when you look at it's actually usually the first ingredient.
Mm-hmm. For real. And then sugar, right? Mm-hmm.
And even in your so-called organic health food section, it's, look at it, it's mind-blowing.
Oh, no, mm-hmm. I was just telling Carrie, so I buy this Chipotle mayonnaise, and they said it was made with avocado oil, and that's how I used to buy it, but then I didn't think to read the ingredients again because that's what was in it when I read it, and then they changed it to safflower oil. When I turned it around and I read it, I was like, oh, they're making this with safflower oil now. And let's talk about why. Probably because it's cheaper, right?
Yeah, to manufacture it. Lasts longer. A lot of it is just the fact that the food lasts longer. So mm-hmm. they don't lose money mm-hmm. if it's going bad. So it's the company just, you know, thinking about their bottom line.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So we identified them now. I think we should go like deeper into them. Like, what is the process? What happens to the body when we consume them?
Well, first let's back up and talk about why they're so bad, right?
Yes,
definitely. Okay.
Like sunflower seeds, what's wrong with those, right? What's wrong with the?
I know, because see, grapeseed oil is one of the oils that I even use sometimes topically, mm-hmm. and it's used for like healing modalities too, for like skin and stuff.
Okay. So what happens is when they, let's go back in a little bit of history. So back in the early 1900s, these seed oils were used as lubricants in machinery. And then the food manufacturer, I won't name it.
Name it. Monsanto.
No, that's not food. It's Procter & Gamble, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, they were realized like, wow, we could use this as fat, and they for nutritional reasons for cooking, and they ran a big marketing campaign to say that don't cook like your grandparents did, which was lard, tallow, butter, all the real stuff,
yeah,
real food, and it was a marketing campaign, and then Crisco was born, and the problem with that is it was a liquid oil, and then it goes through a process called hydrogenation to make it solid at room temperature. And, you know, it makes great pie crusts, it bakes cookies, and then what goes on in the body, we'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so what happens is they're harvesting these seeds. They use heat to extract the oil from these seeds. Well, it's a PUFA, and if you go back into your chemistry, they're very fragile bonds. They break very easily, and so they degrade and get rancid. I won't go into the chemistry. So that's the first strike against them is the heat. So then they go through a chemical process with hexene. I don't even know what that does, but it sounds really bad. So they do that. But then it's this smelly sludge, and it's not, you wouldn't consume it. So they bleach it, and it doesn't smell good, so they do stuff so it smells better. So it's this nice, clear liquid, and you see it sitting on a shelf in a clear bottle. It's still getting light. So what degrades it is heat, time, and light. So you don't know how long ago it was processed. So it's super, super oxidized, which think rancid by the time you get it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, but here's the deal. Let's talk. So if I were just to eat sunflower seeds whole, is that okay? That type
as
of?
As long as they're fresher seeds, yeah.
Yeah, so like that's whole because it's in the whole form and it comes with the sunflower seed, right. Correct?
And there's going to be mm-hmm. some nutrition in the eating straight from the plant. It's all the processing.
That it took, yes.
It still has that the PUFA in it, but it's still intact at that point. It's not the bonds aren't all broken. Degraded,
right, because you think about too when you eat fresh peanuts, how you kind of chew and you're getting a little bit of the oil from the peanut.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's probably the healthy way to get it, not like peanut oil where they probably extracted it and done all these chemicals to it. Okay, so we've...
So when you're frying in it, it's I don't know how many times those bonds can be broken, and but it just keeps getting more degraded and more degraded. Mm-hmm. And then you're consuming that. It's toxic. It's not...
Oh, my goodness. Yes. We don't like toxic things in our bodies, so we got to get rid of those. Okay, so we're recapping. So we talked about what they are, and then we backed up and like the history of it. Okay, so now we're going to talk about what happens when we do consume these.
What does it do?
As we're eating these. And I mean, it's in everything then. It's probably in fries. It's probably, you know.
It's in your salad dressings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's in salad dressings. But even, you know, a health food cracker. Like mm-hmm. I've seen safflower, like mm-hmm. those big gluten-free crackers. It's in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I no longer can eat gluten. And so I found these. I like tortillas. And the gluten-free, that's a lot of this degraded toxic seed oils in there. And I'm like, can't eat them.
I know. So it's interesting too. So even the health food industry, and I guess what it comes down to is like, yeah, we need to eat more whole foods, because even I found like gluten-free stuff, and I know we can kind of off topic, but yeah, it has way more carbs. I'm like,
they can use rice.
I'm like,
rice,
hey, well, flour. I don't want to eat this because it has way more carbs. Like, right. Just, you know, so anyway, okay, so. Back to toxic seed oils. Now let's talk about what happens to our bodies like when we consume these.
Well, first thing, anytime you consume something's rancid, that's gone bad, all those bonds are broken, your body recognizes that it's toxic. So there's many things that are changing in your body. The biggest thing, it's going to create a sympathetic response in your body. You're now going to the stress state. You're in automatically causes inflammation throughout your body. That's not even just the long-lasting effects, but you're immediately inflaming your body as you're taking these things in. Your gut's getting inflamed, everything, all the way down. Okay?
Every cell in your body.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, and
think
you
of your brain,
saying,
think of your heart, think of your liver, think of your gut. Mm-hmm. All those important
things. Yeah. Most people don't realize food can put them in this fight-or-flight stress state. Mm-hmm. And now their nervous system stressed, they can't, and they're in this anxious fight or flight stress.
Isn't that crazy though?
Just because of their food.
People don't think that food can affect them. That's mm-hmm. just crazy to me.
Well, and I think it's too, we just don't feel well, but we feel that way all the time. We don't know how unwell we feel until you wean yourself off of that. And then you go, oh, I have energy. My brain's working. I'm not getting that afternoon slump. I can wake up in the morning. Yeah.
Right. Well, okay, but you... Even before this podcast, you were saying that once they go into the body, they actually will stay there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So as you accumulate body fat and you're consuming, as a country, we're consuming most of our fat as these toxic seed oils, because our consumption of red meat has gone down, fatty red meat. The consumption of butter has gone down because it's been vilified by, you know who. Anyway, so we consume, let's just say you should, have 30% of your daily calories from fat. Most of those fat calories are coming from these PUFAs, mm-hmm. Polyunsaturated fatty acids. So the couple things they do, inflammation. The other thing is your body's always producing, making new cells, right? You have cell death, new cells mm-hmm. grow. Your outer layer, your cell membrane.
Lipid bilayer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lipid bilayer is made up of a variety of fats. Predominantly, for a healthy fat, it should be saturated fat. And there's supposed to be a little bit of the PUFA and some monounsaturated. But what's happened is our body is making cell walls out of these polyunsaturated fats with the weak bonds. So the cell wall has very poor integrity. And it has to have this right integrity, so it allows... to what's supposed to go in the cell goes in the cell, and what's supposed to come out, come out. And what happens when our cell walls are made up of these polyunsaturated fats is they're leaky and flimsy and they don't really function the way they're supposed to function. So we have this cell turnover, so eventually those cells die and new ones are made, and then over time you're made up of PUFAs. And I stop today, it would take me 2 years to get that complete cellular turnover to get those PUFAs out of my body.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Mind blown, right? Okay,
so we got to stay away from the PUFA. I always thought, you know,
that's a great acronym, by the way.
Yeah, do you know what I thought a PUFA was? It's like, you know, the mom.
Isn't that a FUPA?
Oh, FUPA. That's what it reminded me of, though. Okay, but let's just get an analogy here. PUFAs can cause the FUPA.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
PUFAs can cause the FUPA. Mm-hmm. And we don't want a FUPA. I know I don't. I have a FUPA, but I'm working on it. So,
to expand on what Christian said about the stress and the inflammation going on, is so now you've got a really active immune system. And without, that's a very, very complex situation. But your immune system is always trying to mop up this inflammation. It's on overdrive. So it, mm-hmm. a virus comes along, or you eat something and you just don't have the immune system to fight stuff anymore.
Right. Because our cells are made up all those. Yeah. And I guess, you know, because a part of me, I'm always like a solutions provider. I'm like very results driven in my personality. So I was just like, but there's really no, the only thing we can do is just not consume it, because the food manufacturers, they probably know how toxic it is, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But then I was thinking, are there any studies?
Like, there are. I would have to find them, but like
showing all this metabolic damage, showing, I mean, I was thinking, if your cell is made up that of that fat, we naturally have the apoptosis that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, if apoptosis isn't happening, then what do we have? Cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have autoimmune. So, I'm just like, mm-hmm. okay, wait a minute. But then I'm like, since I'm so results driven, I'm like, yeah, well, we should like go after them, right? And be like, hey, you can't be putting this in our food anymore. It's literally, but then that's the whole plan, right?
That's why it's so important to educate yourself and take responsibility for your own health. You have to realize there's the big food manufacturers are in it for profit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like pharmaceutical, it's not about your health.
I always say they're for profit over people. You always have to remember that.
The biggest influence we have over the food manufacturers is our dollar.
Right. Vote with your dollar.
More power than anything else with that. And they will change their patterns to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you stop buying it, we start demanding it. They will change their patterns. They'll also try and keep hiding the labels. Like mm-hmm. They keep changing the names of everything mm-hmm. because people are catching on. But it comes to a point where they're going to have to change their patterns or they lose their business.
Right. Well, I was even thinking they kind of go along with the trends, right? Because they're like, remember how it was like fat free on everything and now it's gluten free. And they kind of like, you know, a fruit roll up, of course it's gluten free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. I see it says gluten free and I'm like, it never had gluten in for it to the begin with.
Like, but they're, and since I understand marketing myself, since I'm in business, I understand marketing. It's all marketing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like problem-based marketing where it's almost where, and I could do a whole podcast on this, but they're manipulating our minds to Absolutely. Make us keep seeing something. So it seems like it's good when it's not. But yeah, I mean, I guess that's just what I was thinking about when you were talking. I was just like, they have to know how toxic they are. And just,
they absolutely do. Because they have scientists too that know the exact, they work up different flavors and combinations of salt and sugar and fat. So you, like, they want you addicted to their product. Mm-hmm. They want you going and buying those Doritos.
Yes. Have you ever seen Over the Hedge?
I haven't.
Okay, so it's a Disney movie. And basically it's kids this raccoon who talks about food. And it's really quite sad. But he goes, oh, the doorbell, that is a sound of food. And then he's like, oh, like you open a pop can, that's a sound of food. And he talks about all these sounds, you know.
Like Pavlov's
dog. And then he was just like, yeah, he's like, taste this. So he has his friend taste it. And he's like, what was that? And he's like, that's polyunsaturated, blah, 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 blah. He's like, isn't it good? Like, he's like, yeah, that's what addicts you to the food. It's so good. And we laugh at it, but I was thinking, like, yeah, that's how they addict us to it, because probably they can flavor these toxic seed oils, right? Mm-hmm. And make them taste even better because it's rancid, right? So probably wouldn't taste good if it was just in there. They'd have to flavor it with something. But then I'm like, are they even studying it? Like, what are
they,
you know?
Oh, they know. Mm-hmm. It's all about profit. They have shareholders they're beholden to. They're not beholden to our health.
I love that.
And then, you know, you'll get these little small startup people that are very passionate and they create this great product. And then you go a few years down the line and guess what? Pepsi's bought them out. Mm-hmm. And then they change the ingredients. And so I saw one just the other day, the Naked Juice, even though I'm not a big fan of juice because of the sugar content. Yeah, they did everything Christian said. They changed what was in the ingredients, but it still looks like this nice, healthy juice for you.
Yeah, I know that they've done that with a lot of different. I think even the collagen got bought out by
Nestle,
whatever. And I'm like, oh, now what are they
even? And what do you do? It's like you, oh gosh, this healthy food's being a competitor. I think I'll buy them up.
Right. Well, they have the money to do that. But I mean, we see that in all the industries, even the beauty industry, bite up. So it's really about being a conscious consumer.
Absolutely.
And I just did a post on this on my Instagram about how to read ingredients. So it's really, you got to take that extra step, right? When you go to the grocery store, you just have to, because we have to look for these toxic seed oils and make sure that we're not consuming them in, like, I mean, obviously we can't live in a bubble, but if we can choose not to consume them, we shouldn't be consuming them, because they're going to stay in our body and rancid our body for 2 years and make our cells grow with these toxic seed oils, and we don't want that.
Right. In fact, that would be a great idea for us to do one time, is to go to the grocery store and even in the health food section and just do like an Instagram live pulling labels off the shelf. Mm-hmm. And it would just blow your mind.
For sure.
Just buy whole food.
Try and tell everyone all the time. The food label and the ingredients, you start looking at it, thinking of it as a warning label. It kind of changes the way you look at your food.
Oh, I like that.
All those ingredients are warnings. The more there are, the quicker you should put it down.
And if you can't pronounce it, the chemical.
Exactly. Then you're becoming the lab experiment.
And I like to call it, I don't like to call it food. It's a food-like substance. You can consume it, but it's not food.
Frankenfood is what I call it.
I like that.
I call it frankenfood because you can make anything. Like, they can put something in a lab and make something taste. So, like, you know, even for instance, like kiwi, kiwi has a certain taste, right? Mm-hmm. And you know how, like, your tongue gets all weird sometimes when you eat kiwi? Well, it's like they can take that flavor, but it's like you couldn't really flavor a jelly bean if you just rubbed kiwi on it, right?
Right.
So they have to take and make this chemical and put it in this jelly bean to make it taste like kiwi, but they can make anything taste like anything, I was thinking, you know? And
what about?
You know, think about Doritos.
Fake meat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Disgusting. It's funny, the vegan meat. I'm like, there's like 25 ingredients in here I can't even read. And then steak is just.
Steak is delicious.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what I was teaching about reading ingredients on my post, is that shopping the perimeter of the store, there are no ingredients. Because it's just a banana. It's just steak. It's just, do you know what I mean? It's not the packaged stuff.
Right. I like to think about the ancestral living, right? What, we aren't really biologically that much different than early man. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what did they eat? Well, they did a kill and they ate everything on that animal. They ate the bones, or, you know, they ground up the bones and tendons and the heart and the brain and all that. And then with things they hadn't had a kill in a while, then they scavenged and did plants at that point, right? This is a little bit more evolved man. But that's how they ate. And that's how our biology is designed to function in the most optimal way.
Right.
So That's
my grandpa used to eat gristle and liver and without even flinching, he just was like, yeah, this is what I ate growing up. Like, you eat the gristle and stuff. It's so good for you. So, you know,
so your fat soluble vitamins, your A, D, E, and K, animal fat. And it's so bioavailable. Your body just loves it.
Okay, so let's
get rid of the poofus.
Yeah. Let's recap a little bit. So we already like kind of described what they are, why they're bad, what's happening when they go into our body. Kind of how we can avoid them is just reading ingredients. Is there any way to detox from them or no?
You can stop consuming them, and then over those 2 years, you'll slowly get them out of your body.
Okay, so it's even not like consuming them and adding
the good fat.
Even fasting, you can't detox from them?
They're in your cell membranes, so they got to wait for all those cells to turn over.
Oh.
And if you got them, and you can go and do a test. I don't remember the name of it, but you can go find what your fat is made up of. And your fat can be made up of poofus. And so the more body fat that you have, the more, and if you're, it's made up of these poofus, then it's going to take you a lot longer to get rid of it. Right. And as so you lose weight.
Is that where people say stubborn fat? Would you say is the poofa fat?
I can't say for sure. I'd have to dig a little bit more in that.
Can depend. I mean, there's the stubborn you've got fat.
Hormones.
Your body, I mean, fat as well is one of your body's fallback methods when you're overstressed, overinflamed, and your liver can't handle it. It's going to push all those toxins it can't handle and store it in your fat. So it's the fallback method when your body's behind. So there's areas that are stubborn fat where your body's literally storing toxins that it couldn't handle at one moment.
That's so sometimes when you start going on a fat loss program and you start releasing toxins that have been stored, you need to do, you know, like activated charcoal to help get the pull that those toxins out of your body. Because yeah, you're right, they're stored in our body fat, and then when you start losing fat, you're going to release them into the body.
Yeah, I was listening to, I forget, it was another podcast, and he talked about how he was talking about the PUFAs, but he was also saying like our cells are so toxic, that's why it will not lose the fat, because it's like if I lose the fat, like I'm protecting the body, right? Because then I have to release all these toxins, you know. And so sometimes that's why our body doesn't want to lose the fat, because it's protecting us from. And I even know when Christian was doing his competition, he got so sick a lot because he's like, oh, I'm losing so much body fat that it's probably detoxing me. You know what I mean?
It's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like we all need to be better about that. I know I do. So, because I mean, I'm pretty good at ingredient label, but I feel like if they're putting in it more and more, I have to even be better about looking at the back of it and not just assuming, oh, it's avocado oil, because that's what was in there.
Well, and it's just hard. Our modern society is, we're busy. You know, kids are going to football, soccer, baseball. You know, we're busy as adults. And so packaged food is convenient, right? It's a lot quicker to put a meal together than it is to, I don't know. It just takes a little effort, I think. But
just planning.
And you just think of the portions on your plate. Like, depending on your activity level, your size. But, you know, you want some protein. Maybe depending on your needs, again, how much starch, whether it's sweet potato, rice, whatever. And then the rest of your plate should be vegetables, salad.
Yeah.
And then if you need to add some healthy fats in
there. And talk about this too, because before we were on our podcast, we're just chit-chatting about, you were talking about how, you know, our children, and I've worried about this too, you know, because I know the food that I'll just say this. This is a story really quick. So my nan just turned 80, okay? And we have the same birthday. And by the way, it was really fun. And I had a picture of my twin brother there. And so it was like he was there with us. And anyway, it was always like the twins were born on her birthday, so that's why she got to name us. Anyway, so my nan is lived till she's 80, and I was telling my husband, like, do you know how much alcohol she consumes? She smokes cigarettes, but here's the deal. I was thinking about her life and just how she ate. And she just didn't consume the food that we do.
Exactly.
You know, and so I'm like, she probably doesn't have toxins. She probably doesn't have PUFAs. Like, you know, because she also grew up in England. So she was just consuming different food than we consume and not very much, you know. And so, you know, I was like, she's a miracle. You know, I mean, because she smokes, she has like COPD and stuff. However, the thing is, too, is she always was very active, like always very active. Right. And she still is very active. She has to have a little bit of a walker, but she moves very quickly with the walker. So, you know, I was thinking like moving, like we talked about in the last podcast, moving your body. So moving that lymphatic out. She was always that way. So I was like, you know what? I bet it was because she grew up on, you know, different food, different movement. And she, you know, has a really sassy attitude. So I think that kind of
that's probably it.
Got her. Got her. But yeah, I agree with that because I don't know. And I guess I wanted you to touch on that because you were kind of talking about how our kids are just growing up on such a different diet and just how concerning it is.
Yeah. Think about, yeah, we were talking about reproducing and so even if you're at that childbearing age and you're still, you know, getting ready to have your family, you want to get your health on point because with the consuming of all these toxic seed oils and the amount of sugar and grains, and we're passing on a very low bar of health for our kids to even start out with and passing on. Yeah. It's really sad. So the idea is to get yourself nice and healthy and then you have healthy offspring and then to, you know, start them out right.
And I know.
A side note, it's like talking about reading labels, and I'm just going to put this out there and planting seeds. Read the labels of baby formula.
Yeah. Mm. We had an episode with that with our youngest. Not only that, so I'll just put a little savage note in here as well, is toxins are toxins are toxins are toxins. Ingredients are ingredients. We have to read our ingredients in everything. Not even what we consume, what we inject, what we take for prescriptions. Like, we have to know these ingredients and know how harmful they are. And so it's very important that way, too.
That boils down to education.
Yeah. Talk about the thing, right? The thing. Maybe that's for another episode. We'll talk about the thing. The thing. I feel like there should be a red balloon in here every time we talk about the thing. But yeah, I think it's important. Well, and on that note, I'll just say a little joke that our offspring, right? My son was saying how, okay, can't marry anyone that got the thing because we don't want our DNA tainted and, you know, and I was like, well, it's probably true because what we're passing down. And I don't know if you guys listened to Dr. Bush, but he was saying it's completely going to change like our genome and just everything that we're doing, not only with the toxic seed oils, but just the whole microbiome of cellularly, like kind of where we're at. So maybe that's for another podcast, but
that's a whole lot of offshoot of a discussion there. So
it's okay. That's how podcasts go.
That's right. Okay.
So, okay, well, to wrap it up, basically toxic seed oils. So number one, we identified what they are. Can we read them off again so we know? Cotton seed.
You got to remind me all
wrap
of them.
Seed,
well, as he's looking.
Peanut.
Grape seed. Yeah.
Grape seed.
Grape seed.
Safflower.
Sunflower. The most common ones are going to be corn.
Corn. Soy. Soy is the number primary, the biggest one.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Canola oil. It still says heart healthy.
Canola oil. Mm-hmm.
But the food industry pays to have that put on the bottle. So,
because the American Heart Associations,
that's one of their big donors. Yeah.
And oh my gosh. Isn't that kind of an oxymoron that they're like heart healthy, but then they actually know for real that it damages your heart?
So this is another thing PUFAs do. I just thought of that. It was like, oh, it lowers your LDL. Well, it changes the particle size of your LDL. So they're now the small, dense particles, the ones that can become embedded in your endothelium.
Cause problems.
And what does that cause?
So your LDLs, they're either the small, dense ones that can embed and they get sticky and they cause atherosclerosis to harden your arteries, all these things we don't want. LDLs healthy are these large, poofy things that help carry good fats to your brain and literally allow you to be healthy, are the, what we want. So just characterizing someone's cholesterol on LDL numbers is always confusing because you actually need to know what it's made up of. Is it the small particles? Is it the normal white, the big fluffy ones that are doing what they're supposed to, not sticking to everything, causing the problems?
Right. Well, we've talked about that before because remember my stepdad was on cholesterol and we're like, he doesn't need to be on cholesterol meds. And that's where the whole,
a whole nother podcast I've taken a deep dive into lately. And it's like, so I recently had some blood work done just for seeing how healthy I am, anti-aging stuff. And my anti-aging doc says, whatever you're doing, keep it up. I eat a lot of red meat. I eat a lot of butter. I eat a lot of saturated fat. And I eat a lot of salt. So I do everything they tell me not to do. Mm-hmm. I'm a rebel.
But it's just interesting. Isn't that sad, though, that that's what they tell people? I was just talking to a girl the other day, and she's like, and I was like, how's your, like, really good mineral salt, like, sodium levels? And she's like, oh, no, my doctor says that I can't be on sodium. Like, I'm off of it. And I was like, okay. And so I feel like that's just sad, too, that you're doing everything that they would say you not to do. But
so here's what happens when you go too low of sodium and you're having a lot of sugar and insulin. Insulin actually, I won't go into all the middle pieces, but basically it tells the kidneys to retain sodium.
Yeah.
So, and that's actually harder on the kidneys than eating sodium or consuming it. So if your body doesn't need it, kidneys excrete it. It's not hurting you. High blood pressure is from sodium is because of the retaining of the sodium from the urine to put back in.
Yeah. Right.
And then you got the balance between potassium and sodium that can cause high blood pressure. But it's like, stop blaming salt for what the sugar did.
I love
stop
that.
Blaming fat for what the sugar did.
I know.
But
right?
Who's behind all that? Food manufacturers.
Again, we're going back to, we're calling it, I don't know, what did we call it? Not the thing. What did we call the not name that we won't name in the podcast?
Those that should not be named.
Yeah, those that should not be named are all part of it. Okay, so I know we've skipped around a bunch, but that's just how a podcast is, y'all, and you got to follow along to all of our creative health brains. I feel like us in like the holistic health industry, there's a lot of different avenues, right? You start talking about one thing and then you go here
right.
And then you start talking about one thing, go here. And that's just how it is. It's kind of like a rabbit hole that you go down, but it's not a rabbit hole where it causes exhaustion. It's like actually, oh, what's next? How can I be better? What are the habits that I can create that create this, lifestyle that I deserve? So anyway, so with that, let's just recap and knock it off before we sign. Let's recap about these toxic seed oils. So we named them what they are.
Yep.
We also talked about, she took us through the history of why they're bad. And then we talked about what happens when they go inside of our body and then how to identify them. And the really most empowering thing that we can do only to avoid them, because we can't control the food industry, or those that will not be named, we cannot control them. They're for profit and not people. We can only control reading ingredients and with our dollar and how, what we buy and consume and put into our bodies.
Well, you know, ideally is to consume food that doesn't have a label as much as possible.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Consume food that doesn't have a label. Just shop the perimeter of the grocery store.
Yeah. So if I could just impress on the listeners, you know, a lot of times it's like, oh, it's okay in moderation. PUFAs should be avoided, period, as much as possible. Moderation, no. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. Like, you're going to slowly change your habits, but it really is poison. It's a slow poison to your body.
Yeah. Well, I know I've learned something on this podcast. I mean, I knew that they were they were bad for you. I just didn't realize how toxic and rancid and that they could stay in your body for 2 years. So I appreciate Carrie, you being on the podcast and educating us further on this. I'm definitely going to be even more aware and start reading those ingredient labels more. And then also for my hubby being on and being kind of a fun facilitator in this conversation as well. So anyway, with that, you guys, we're going to sign off. And guess what? We forgot my music. We can't forget that.
You can't break your streak of music.
Yeah. Okay. So y'all better don't be indecisive. So here's the deal. I'm the extrovert in the room. And then I'm surrounded by two introverts right now. So
that's they don't, my role.
They don't want to decide the song. So we got to decide the song. Should we do the one that said it takes you back? Carrie?
Takes me back? No, I like Level Up, man. Level Up your health.
I know. I already used that one on another podcast. No, didn't you say this one? How about Love?
What is love?
Oh, that one.
Love yourself. Love your health. Hate the poofas. Hate the poofas and the fupa. Yeah, we're all just shaking our head right here in the podcasting studio.
Yeah, what's this? The Roxbury.
What is the... Oh, Night at the Roxbury.
The Saturday Night Live skit now. I'm like...
I know. Yes. Hey, you guys are awesome. Just love your health. Be in love with it so much. Stay away from the poofas. Do not create the poofa.
Lose the poofa by
not
the poofa.
Give your money to those who not be paid.
There you go.
All right. I love y'all. I will see y'all in the next episode. Hey, thanks for listening. Sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode. We'll be right back.